From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today has been the deadliest day in Baghdad since U.S. combat troops withdrew from Iraq's cities at the end of June. According to the Interior Ministry, at least 95 people are dead. More than 500 are wounded.
The attacks targeted government buildings and commercial centers, and as NPR's Deborah Amos reports, they rattled windows across Baghdad and rattled confidence in the Iraqi government's ability to maintain security.
Coordinated and powerful, the morning bombs intruded on the capital during the workday. Iraq's Ministry of Foreign Affairs took the biggest hit. Crews worked through the day to clean up shattered glass, blackened cars, and blood. A truck bomb crammed with 2 tons of explosives ripped off the facade of the high-rise building and left a 10-foot crater. Security specialists said it was the largest bomb they had seen in the capital. Shattered glass killed diplomats, journalists, and security guards from the entrance hall up to the 7th-floor offices, according to eyewitnesses. Diplomat Hure Mohammed, his shirt open, his head bandaged, was still dazed as he recounted the explosion that killed several people in a meeting he was attending.
Suddenly the roof collapsed over my head. Two of those who were with me, including a woman who was 7 months pregnant, got killed. Poor woman.
He blamed Iraq's politicians for the carnage. It was a common complaint at the bomb site. Protection around the foreign ministry has been lightened recently, as part of the prime minister's campaign to show the capital is safe under his command, now that American soldiers have pulled back. The prime minister ordered a checkpoint removed and the road opened to traffic in front of the ministry a month ago. The massive truck bomb was so powerful, the blast damaged apartments across a wide street. Umm Bashar, a 48-year-old government worker, came home to find shattered glass and shredded curtains.
We haven't gotten our salaries, so how can we pay for this damage?
Her neighbors, surveying the damage, complained that the prime minister's plan to remove the blast walls in the city was a step too far. With 6 attacks in one day, they said, the price was too high. Dozens of damaged cars had to be moved to get the wounded out. In the second biggest explosion of the day at the heavily guarded finance ministry, a car bomb killed dozens and collapsed a bridge nearby. Iraqi television showed a scene from inside parliament when the bombs went off. The picture wobbles and then thick white smoke pours through the ceiling, while across the street at the Al Rashid Hotel, glass shattered over a meeting of tribal sheikhs. In another part of Baghdad, a mortar hit a shopping district. The police and army, put on full alert, were seen arresting dozens of young men as they patrolled the streets. Baghdad hospitals were overwhelmed by the high caseload. Yarmouk Hospital had to close the doors to regular patients. Haider Mohammed, a cleaner, helped carry the injured inside.
They started arriving at 10:30. There were so many people, we had to put them on the floor.
Government officials blamed al-Qaeda in Iraq for the escalating violence. This was the bloodiest day for Baghdad this year. The coordinated attacks hit heavily guarded landmarks. But the spokesman for Baghdad Operations Command, in charge of security for the capital, was unusually frank. On Iraqi state television, he said, "This operation shows negligence." And he added, "It is considered a security breach for which the Iraqi forces must take most of the blame." Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.